Was geht ab, Leute? Ich bin's, Clary, und in dieser Folge vom Energy Star Talk habe ich mit Macy Peters gesprochen. Sie hat mir unter anderem ganz stolz erzählt, dass sie den Namen meiner Heimatstadt Gelsenkirchen richtig aussprechen kann, was ja für internationale Stars gar nicht so selbstverständlich ist. Liegt aber wahrscheinlich auch daran, dass sie damals mit Ed Sheeran auf der Mathematics Tour dort gespielt hat. In diesem Interview sprechen wir über ihre Single und das Video zu My Regards, ihre neue Ära und ihr kommendes Album Fluorescence und darüber, wie ehrlich ihre Songs eigentlich wirklich sind. Ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß mit Macy Peters im Energy Star Talk.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hello everybody, I'm here with the one and only beautiful Macy Peters.
Hello.
You look amazing.
Oh, thank you, so do you. I like your glasses and your bangs.
I love your glasses. We're twinning with these glasses. So you're in Berlin right now. When you come to a city like Berlin, do you experience it like a tourist or do you go like straight into artist mode?
Ooh. Well, this trip is very short, so probably more like artist mode, straight from the airport to the radio station, very Hannah Montana. But okay. Sometimes if I'm here on tour and I have a bit longer, then we'll definitely, you know, go around, try and see some sights, always trying to find good coffee or good cafes, restaurants. So it really depends the purpose of the trip.
Yeah, so it's not your first time here in Berlin. Do you have like a favorite shop you always visit?
Ooh, it's a good question. I think I don't. I have been to Berlin quite a few times, but every time I've been, I feel like I've been somewhere different.
Yeah.
I feel like we're always in different parts of the city, in different venues. I do have a really close friend who lives here, so I'm going to see her tonight. We'll go somewhere, and maybe I'll let you know if we go anywhere cute.
Ooh, okay. So next time you're going to let us know if there's something we need to know, because I moved here a year ago, so I'm not from Berlin.
Where did you move from?
From Gelsenkirchen.
I've been to Gelsenkirchen.
I know.
With Ed Sheeran.
I know, and I saw you there.
I'm one of the few British people that have been to Gelsenkirchen.
Yes. How did you like Gelsenkirchen? Because people are always like, ooh, that town is scary.
You know what? I had a great time. I think we did like 4 shows there. I saw the sights of Gelsenkirchen. I learned how to say Gelsenkirchen because I had to say it on stage. Yeah. I was doing lots of practicing, trying not to get it wrong. But yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, this is where I got to know you and get to know to your music. And
cool.
Since then, I was like, nice, she's coming here.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Good to come to Berlin.
Okay, so let's not talk about my hometown Gelsenkirchen, but your new single, My Regards, which is out now. And I was watching the music video, which is also a masterpiece. And then I scroll through the comments and the internet is losing its mind because Emilia de Moldenberg, she directed this. And for everybody who does not know her, she is the chicken shop lady, which is also crazy. How do you guys meet?
So we actually met at a GQ event back in London a few years ago. We were sat opposite each other and we were talking about actually fan culture and fan community, which was cool, and really got on. And then obviously, you know, both did separate things for a good couple of years and then got back in touch with each other. I was looking for a director. She was looking for something to direct. It was really just a fated time. And yeah, she came on board and we made 2 videos together. And she came on board and we made 2 videos together, one of which was this one, and I'm so happy with it, and it was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you.
Are we going to see you on the chicken shop date, maybe?
Maybe, because I'd love to. We'll see. We both have very busy years, but obviously I would love to. She's an icon.
Okay, so Emilia, the internet is losing its mind.
We'll let her know.
Underneath this video, so we need you on the chicken shop. Do you know like the whole format of the chicken shop? Do you know what's a scary question that you are scared that Emilia's gonna ask you over there?
What's a scary question? Well, if I tell you, then maybe you'll ask me.
I'm not gonna do it.
Okay,
I promise.
Well, what would be a scary question? Probably something that, like anything, if she asked me to do something that involved maths, that like I had to use like mental maths to work it out, I would find that scary because I haven't done mental maths in a long time. Okay. So that would be a scary few minutes whilst I tried to work out like how many miles have I flown in the last 5 years. I would be sweating.
Yeah, okay, I totally understand. And when I was watching the music video, there was also in the end the whole dance you guys did in the music video. Is this maybe a thing for the community to learn it because you are going on tour?
True. I would love it if everyone learned it. Yes, definitely. The more people that can learn it, the better. Maybe I'll teach it on tour too, just in case, you know, people aren't quite getting it without the instruction. But yes, definitely. Even if, because obviously there's quite a lot of leg movement, but even if you skip the legs and you just do the hands, I feel like the hands are iconic by themselves.
Yeah. In this music video, who do you think, or on set, who was the baddest dancer who did not get it?
Definitely me.
No, I would never guess it.
Yeah, definitely me. It took me a long time to learn it, for sure. I was in my house the day before trying to work out all the steps and getting very nervous. So I'll definitely give myself that credit.
Okay, and who was the best one?
Amelia was really good. Yeah. I think she is obviously a dancer in her own right. And I actually thought she was really impressive with the dance. I feel like she did herself down saying she wouldn't be good, but she was actually really great.
Okay, how did you learn the dance? Because you said you were at home, like, doing it. Do you have, maybe a trick to people? Because, for example, I don't. I cannot dance. I try to learn these TikTok dances, and I don't know how people are doing
this. I know. Well, same. I don't dance either. But I got sent a little video of the choreo by the choreographers, and I was just in my house, so I just set it up in front of me. It was very low tech, and tried my best to learn it just through watching the video. And I think I did a pretty all right job. And then on the day, the choreographer was there, and she helped me sort of walk it through.
Okay.
But I would say just, you know, slow it down, go over and over it, and try and inject a sense of fun and enthusiasm, because I feel like the fun really helps mask when you get it wrong. You know, if you're just doing it confidently, no one's going to notice if you get it wrong, if you're having fun.
Yeah, okay. I feel stupid when I see myself doing this.
I mean,
dance.
Same.
I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Same. How do you think I felt? But you just have to sort of let go of that and be like, this is meant to be fun. You know, I'm meant to be laughing.
Yeah, okay. So this is the energy I'm channeling because I'm trying to learn this. And it's also not about your single, but the album. Is also coming. Mm-hmm. It's called Fluorescence. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like growth and becoming. What changed in between this album and the last one you released?
Well, lots of things changed. In the period between the last one and this one, I toured a lot, and then I had a break from touring, so both those things happened. I've sort of traveled the world and then also got to be at home for a year, just write and record and live life in a much more sort of human way. In the time between the last and this one, I found myself in a relationship, sort of like my first serious adult relationship, probably, I would say. So that was a change. And I think my life, a lot of this, the writing and making of this album was definitely a lot more peaceful.
Okay.
So it was another change.
Is there a difference between single Macy and in a relationship Macy?
Definitely. I'm sure there's a difference. But, I mean, the music that you make is obviously different. I write very autobiographically. So you're writing about very different things when you're single and when you're in love.
I also feel like your lyrics are always like very emotional, very direct. Mm-hmm. So did that change too while getting into a relationship?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I still write about all the same things I wrote about before. Your perspective changes as well.
Yeah.
And that's also just growing up and changing with the years as much as anything else. So, yeah, I think perspective changes, but the topics and the themes that I write about don't.
Mm-hmm. Was there something you allowed yourself to do that you maybe wouldn't have done years ago on this album?
I have a song on this album, the fifth song is called Houses, and that's actually a song I wrote 100% by myself.
Okay.
Without any other co-writer, and that's the first time I've had that on any of my albums, even though I've been writing by myself for years and years. So I think it definitely took a decade of writing and recording and releasing and to build that confidence and trust in myself to do that.
Yeah, okay. I feel like writing songs with coworkers has a different vibe than writing alone. What's the difference? Like, tell me, how do you sit on your couch or your bed and it's like, oh, I'm just writing notes down?
I pretty much sit on my bed is probably the most common one. I just sit on my bed with my guitar and I have my laptop in front of me, and I only do it when I'm really feeling inspired. So this year I'm trying to write one song on my own every month. I guess it's good to do by yourself. It sort of keeps your brain fresh, and it's fun to do on tour as well. Like, I try and bring my guitar back from the venue and do it in my hotel room, and it's a good way to pass time.
Okay. When I'm thinking about The Good Witch and people who got to know you, like maybe from also the Ed Sheeran tour and stuff, and now getting to know you just by Fluorescence, What would you say to them? Why should they listen to your also like your old songs?
Well, I think that all of my albums really work in tandem with each other, and they all really interact with each other. I think because it is often so personal, so and it is so autobiographical, lots of the stories of my life in the same way as your, the stories of your life sort of are intertwined, you know? One mm-hmm. thing leads to the next, leads to the next. And so I like to think if you get into Fluorescence, then there's a whole back catalogue of music of mine where you can be like, oh, this sort of reminds me of this song, and this reminds me of this song, and you can sort of trace your steps all the way back.
Okay.
And you can also sort of see the story of my life, because it is so autobiographical. If you listen backwards, then you can really walk backwards through my life and get to, you know, the first song I released when I was 17 about my life back then.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the backwards thing. Is there also maybe Easter eggs on the new album that your fans should pay attention to?
Well, I have a podcast with my sister, and in the podcast we have, our background is the bookshelf of our flat, and so for the last few months, 6 months, we've had a couple of Easter eggs in the bookshelf with, like, song titles okay. and things to do with the album, and now, obviously, the album track list is out, so the Easter eggs are now forever revealed, but a few months ago, you could have been like, ooh, maybe that's the title, maybe that's the title. So we had Audrey Hepburn and Old Fashioned were little books in the bookshelf that, if you knew, you knew.
Okay, do you have a personal favorite song on this album?
I really love a song called Old Fashioned, mm-hmm. and I love a song called Girls Just Flying. Those are probably my two favorites.
Why? Tell me why.
I'm really proud of the writing on both of them. Girls Just Flying is the most autobiographical, probably. It really talks about my life the last few years mm-hmm. in a really sweet way. It's also kind of about friendship and family, which I love. And then Old Fashioned is just a song I'm really proud of. I love listening to it. I feel like of all the songs on the album, Old Fashioned is one that if someone else wrote and released it, I would definitely be saving it to my playlist. It's like, this is a cool song.
Okay, we will remember this.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for the album. Is there any inspiration you had before writing this album?
I mean, lots of inspiration. It's obviously very inspired by my own life, mm-hmm. but it's also lots of little different bits. I mean, the film Good Will Hunting was an inspiration. The film Rebecca by Daphne Du Maurier was an inspiration. There's so much music that I mean, Torture Poets Department came out at the beginning of making this album, and I love that album and how dense and lyrical it is. So I'm sure that's, you know, a little piece of the genetic code of Fluorescence. There's always, you know, you could go through and you could find a million things that were teeny parts of inspiration for the record.
Okay. If you had to describe your album in three colors, what colors would you choose?
I would choose like a buttery, at least sunlight yellow. Mm-hmm. I would choose a sort of mossy green, and I would choose, what have I done, yellow green, and maybe I would choose like the white of a shirt.
Sort of
a starchy fresh white.
Before I got into the research, I was imagining myself these colors too, and I also said butter yellow.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a pastel green mm-hmm. and a pastel lavender, maybe.
Nice.
Do you think that would suit?
Yeah, I'm sure it would. I sort of was on like a dusky pink at one point, mm-hmm. but I think I've maybe strayed a little from the pink. But it also depends on the songs, because then like My Regards, I would probably give it more of a like a burgundy red, mm-hmm. I think, as well. Yeah. So it does depend on the song.
Yeah, I think also because My Regards is like a very straight forward song,
mm-hmm.
and you see like you as a bodyguard mm-hmm. over there. So this is like, we have pastel colors are like very soft mm-hmm. and dreamy, and burgundy red I think is like, yeah, this mm-hmm. is how we do it, and I'm the bodyguard and mm-hmm. this is how we do it.
Love.
Okay, I feel it. Is there something that people totally misunderstand based on your songs by your personality?
I'm sure there are some songs where people could listen to them and think I'm a very angry, petty yeah. person, which also I love. but I don't think in real life I'm pretty unconfrontational mm-hmm. and also think like a relatively positive, hopeful person.
Okay.
Whereas some of my music is very gut-wrenching and dramatic mm-hmm. and depressing, which I also love, and it's definitely a side of my personality. But I think when writing, you often sort of dramatize whatever yeah. side of your personality that is, be it the happy or the sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe people would be relieved to know I'm not as menacing as I can come across.
Okay, Love that. And we also talked about this before. You supported Ed Sheeran in 2022. Mm-hmm. This is where I got introduced to your music. And I was wondering, is there one lesson from touring with him that you still carry with you till today?
I mean, Ed is such an amazing performer and artist. I just loved watching. He would come into the catering hall and he would be just as friendly to the guys who do the pyrotechnics as he is to his tour manager, as he is to his bandmate, as he is to his PA, whatever it is. You know,
that's
such a sweet and down-to-earth guy, and mm-hmm. he really does treat everybody the same. And I think that's so cool, and that's definitely a lesson I hope to carry with me.
Is it also a different feeling from when you are touring now without him, or like being the main act?
Of course. I mean, on those shows, I was opening, and sometimes opening to tens of thousands of people, whereas when I do my own shows, I'm definitely not playing to that many people.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge operation, whereas my tours are often much smaller, and, you know, there's like 10, 15 of us, and we're all on one bus together, so it's very different in terms of scale, but I like to think the family energy is in both.
Okay, and one last question that maybe is a little bit deep, but I like to get the question mm-hmm. to the people. If you don't have an answer, it's okay, but is there a small thing in your life right now that genuinely makes you happy?
Ooh, I would say it makes me happy when I'm reading a really good book that I love. Ooh. And I'm like so excited to go back to.
Okay, do you have a book right now that you're reading?
I do have a book that I'm reading right now. I just started it, so I can't remember the name, but it's set in Ireland and it's kind of like a sapphic gothic love story.
Ooh, okay.
But I just read, there's this book series called Amgash, sort of Lucy Barton is the character, and it's sort of this five or six books, and I just love the series, and there was one book from the series that I hadn't read yet, so I read it on the plane back from America a few days ago, and it was so good, and I just loved it, and it was like such a fun thing reading a book where you're like so excited to turn the page.
I love how you like talked about the book and there was only joy.
Yeah, I love the book. I love the series. I love the book. I tell everyone, I'm like, guys, if you like this little thing, you should read the Lucy Barton series.
Thank you so much, Macy. Your album is coming out in May, so you should all pre-save it.
Absolutely.
And you are also going on tour.
Yes.
And we can see you here in Germany and also in Berlin. So if you want to see Macy, you should buy some tickets and
you
check
her out. You absolutely should.
Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.